I'll take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world, hey. I'm on top of the world, hey. Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting this time.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to JJ's Football Dicks, the Everything EPL podcast. My name is Jordan Gifkins. Alongside me is the very fallacious Jake White. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you, sir?
I'm very good on this lovely Friday afternoon. Quite a cloudy day today here in Melbourne. Just the way we like it. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
That's the way I like it.
Today, we are talking about EPL. Everything EPL, actually, because...
Everything.
It's the EPL podcast. Probably not everything, but everything, if that makes sense. No, it doesn't. On the back of yesterday's episode, Jake, of the A-League Hour, we've been 2 in 2 days. So this is very exciting.
A bit of consistency you've never heard of.
No, we are probably the least consistent people ever. But alas, in saying that, Jake, just want to...
We're consistent today and yesterday.
Yes, or consistent. Today, Jake, we normally do in the Premier League podcast, we're talking about the Premier League and talking points and there. Yeah. Obviously, now I think it's a little bit more exciting because we actually sort of have a title race upon us, which is still not set in stone that Chelsea's going to win the league, obviously, with how many games left? We've got 6 games remaining, so anything can happen in those 6 games, albeit Chelsea you don't have the hardest run that I've seen, but not the easiest either. So it could be a few iffy games for them, but we do still want to have a title race, though.
Just quietly, Jordan. Sorry to interrupt. You know Harry Charsley of Everton Football Club?
I do.
He's just requested to be paid $500,000 a week on FIFA Career Mode.
Jeez.
$500,000 a week. He's currently 94 overall, but, you know.
$500,000 a week.
Like, what would you do?
Dollars or
with
pounds?
$500,000 a week.
Probably buy a new car.
Yeah. What about the next week?
Probably chuck a few bets on.
You get paid $500,000 a week, then put $499,000 of that on fucking Port Adelaide to beat Carlton today. You laugh?
Nah, I'd chuck it on Winx. He never loses, or she never loses.
Whatever it is. He, she.
It's a horse. Does it have feelings? Who knows? Yeah, it probably does. Jake, we're going off topic here. Or are we?
Yeah.
We're not. Yeah, we are. Who knows? Somewhat. In a different direction, maybe. But not off topic. Tottenham Hotspur, Jake. The team that we were just talking about in a certain degree. I mean, we were talking about Chelsea mostly. But Tottenham Hotspur. They versed AFC Bournemouth the opening game of last weekend. Harry Kane, I think this is his first game back, if I'm not mistaken, or second game back. I think it's first game back for Harry Kane to start.
Yeah, I think it's his first start, yeah.
Yeah, well, it only took him 48 minutes to score and 19 minutes to be involved in a goal here, Jake, because the man Mountain Harry Kane, who is arguably the best striker in the league, I mean, he's
arguably.
Moussa Dembele, though, before anything happens, did score in the 16th minute. One of your favourite players in the Premier League, he is. He passed the baton on to one of my favourite players in the Premier League in Heung-Min Son, our mate.
What a weapon.
19th minute, and they're already 2-0 up, so it looked ominous early. Harry Kane then made it 3-0 in the 48th minute. And from then on, nothing happened to the 93rd minute, where our mate Vincent Janssen, for some reason, is our mate, scored his first goal from open play. So fair play to him.
What a guy.
Turning around. Tottenham totally dominated this game. 69% of the ball. 24 shots to 5. 2.5 times the amount of passes made, with an accuracy of 89% with 13 corners. I don't think it'd get much better than that, to be honest. Arthur Boric was forced into 10 saves in goal and still copped 4, so just goes to show how good they were. But yeah, it wasn't great for Bournemouth. But yeah, Tottenham, as we said, they're pushing for the title now, Jake. It should be noted that they're now 4 points beneath Chelsea in second place. And they're really, you know, really pushing for it. Chelsea slip up and Tottenham just continue to do what they do, because realistically, looking at the fixture list from now on for Tottenham, can't see them dropping too many games here. Probably only potentially Leicester away, just because Leicester's one of those teams that could get up for a game like that. But you look at, you know, likes of Crystal Palace away, West Ham away, Hull City away. You'd think they'd win all those anyway. Arsenal and United at home, two big games. I reckon Tottenham are good enough. I could probably see Tottenham winning every single game for the rest of the season. So,
you know, they're on a good run at the moment too. Not
yeah.
Fairness.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, they've got the best record in 2017. I think, I don't even think they've even drawn a game. I think they've won every game, haven't they?
Something like that. No, actually, they lost against Liverpool away, but other than that, I'm pretty sure they're unbeaten.
Yeah.
They've won the last 7 12th of February. Of Premier League.
12th of February, they lost to Liverpool away, and they drew with City and Sunderland. And I think that's the only results they haven't won. So...
could you imagine if they fucking didn't win the league by 1 point because they drew nil all against Sunderland away?
Well, I mean, we said it earlier in the season. It was with early results for Tottenham that, you know, they dominated games and they couldn't get the win. So, you know, look back to times like 1-1 against Leicester at home, the 1-1 with West Brom.
Nil all Sunderland now as well.
Yeah, 1-1 with Liverpool. They dominated that game as well.
8 points already, realistically.
Mm. And if they'd just, you know, done their job in those games like you'd expect them to do, then they would have been top of the table. But, I mean, the same can be said for, you know, teams like Man United and stuff like that, even Liverpool to a degree, with the games they've dropped against weaker teams. I mean, it happens to every team, and Tottenham is just another one of those. Chelsea's sort of the only team that hasn't really copped it like that this season. So, I mean, Tottenham, still a chance. We'll see what happens, and Bournemouth, on the other hand, Jake, 16th, 7 points clear of relegation. They should survive, realistically, but they're not quite out of calculations yet. I'm sure they'd love to be clear, because we're both pretty big fans of Bournemouth this season. You know, patches have definitely shown that they can be a quality side on their day. We've mentioned it in the A-League podcast. I know they're not as bad, but they sort of remind me a little bit of a team like Newcastle and Central Coast in regards to that they do play good football on their day, you know, a pretty exciting team to watch, but they've sort of just tailed off towards the end of the season and they're not really performing as well as they did earlier in the season when they had a real shot, you know, middle of the table or higher. But yeah, I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, Bournemouth play a style of play that they need to be the dominant team on the field to really... you know, capitalise on the way they play, and you know, normally they're not, so that'll come. But, you know, I like them. Yeah. Hopefully next season they'll do better if they're in the league, but yeah.
Yeah, well, well done to Tottenham. They're playing some ridiculously good football consistently every week as well. But yeah, it's disappointing to see Bournemouth have really dropped off, and since 16th at the moment, they'll still be in the Premier League next year unless Swansea and Hull go on a ridiculous run. But yeah, it's just disappointing because they started the season really well and they picked up a really good scalp, like mid-December or something like that against Liverpool. And you just thought maybe they could kick on with that and potentially trouble a top half spot or something like that, but they just haven't really kicked on since Nathan, realistically since Nathan Ake got recalled by Chelsea. Because Nathan Ake was a... Hey?
Coincidence?
Yeah, well, he was a very, very big part of the... a few wins to Bournemouth had at the start of the season, and then he got recalled, and I think I saw a few days ago they've only won 3 games since he was recalled, and that was like 3.5-4 months ago. So yeah, it's just not good enough really from them, but they're going to be in the Premier League next year, 3 years in a row in the Premier League. I'm sure Bournemouth fans about a decade ago wouldn't have complained with that. So yeah, so the Tottenham keep on keeping on, and hopefully for their sake and for entertainment's sake as well, they can keep on winning games and really make this title race go down to the wire.
Crystal Palace, Jake. They hosted Leicester City. a team that is somewhat on the rise towards the tail end of the season in Leicester, pushing for that top half finish when it looked like they could be relegated at one point before Ranieri was sacked. But Palace, a team that has been very good towards the tail end of the season, got a very good point here against Leicester after being 2-0 down. Robert Huth scoring early on, Jamie Vardy making it 2-0 just after half-time, but Johan Kabay and Christian Benteke chipped in after they were 2-0 down to give them a 2-2 draw in a game in which more dominated by Crystal Palace, and you know, Leicester sort of doing Leicester things and playing on the counter a bit. Almost worked for him, but they got a point. I'm sure both teams won't be too disheartened by a point. Crystal Palace more so, just because they had better opportunities, but Leicester, being Leicester, nick a point and go on their merry way.
Yeah, well, Leicester just keep on being Leicester, I guess. I'm really not happy with them still over sacking Ranieri, but I guess I need to get over that. I think it was really a typical Leicester performance this season as well. They were the better team. They should have got 3 points, but Palace just dug in there and got a point for themselves, which is a very big point for them realistically, because like, I know you're looking at the table, they realistically should be clear of relegation now, but they don't get that point. They're still only 6 points clear, which isn't that much realistically. It's only 2 wins, so you never know. But yeah, it's a good point for Palace to get. Disappointing for Leicester's sake, but I know they would have had their mind on midweek playing Atletico Madrid in the second leg of the quarterfinal. So I don't think that would have been too fast. They're not going to get relegated and they're not going to finish in the top seven. So the rest of their Premier League games are pretty meaningless anyway.
We'll talk about the Europa League and Champions League soon, Jake. Before we do, we'll kick on. Watford hosting Swansea City. Good win for Watford. 1-0 win. Much needed win for them. Does put them to the 40-point mark and mid-table, and they are well and truly clear of relegation this season, Jake. Up and down for Watford this season. This one, a bit iffy from them, but they got the W. Swansea City, on the other hand, they are in strife. They sit 2 points inside the relegation zone. I mean, it's looking bleak. Depending on what Hull City do, really, will depend on if Swansea stay up or go down this season. Are they versing each other at any point for the rest of the season? That would have been a massive clash in the last day, I imagine. But Swansea have games at home against Stoke, away to United, at home to Everton, away to Sunderland, at home to West Brom. So you'd say they'd probably win potentially two of those games. Is it enough? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see what happens.
Who knows, Jordan? We'll find out after these news headlines.
Yes, if only we had news headlines, we'd be making money off this podcast. But yeah, look, it's not looking great for them after so much promise bringing in Paul Clements, but Jake, not good, not good.
Yeah, it's disappointing, especially I was starting to get hyped after they brought in their new manager, got a few good results. I was like, fuck yeah, Swansea aren't going to get relegated, because I don't want them to get relegated. I do like Swansea and I've got a few mates who support them, and I want Hull to get relegated because of what we both, mainly me, said about them at the start of the season, but it's just not looking good. They're not playing good football. They're relying way too much on Gylfi Sigurdsson to do a madness every single week, and they'll be able to take their 3 points against Everton in a few weeks and Gylfi Sigurdsson turns into Messi, but other than that, I don't think that's going to be enough for them to survive relegation at the moment. They're just not playing good footy in the slightest, so hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully they can escape relegation and be in the Premier League still next season, but it's just not looking good. Like I said, they're relying way too much on Sigurdsson to pull off a madness every week. And Fabianski, in all fairness, has been one of the most underrated keepers in the league this season, because he has been put through absolute hell by his defence all season. But, yeah, I just don't think it's going to be enough for Swansea to hang on, Jordan.
Probably not. Probably not.
Probably not, no.
speaking of teams who are not going to hang on, Sunderland. They played at home.
I hope so, because I got my house on it. Ham on the whole United. Bank account.
And Andre Ayew opened the scoring for West Ham. Looked bleak from there, but Wahbi Khazri in the 26th minute. Water back to 1-1. Ginge Collins in the 47th minute for West Ham, then popped up and scored a header probably before Fabio Barini levelled in stoppage time. 10 minutes of stoppage time, just caught, by the way. I'm not sure what happened there.
Good.
Meant that Barini scored in the 90th minute. No idea what's going on there, but
Byram got a red card in the 95th minute.
And West Ham had a sub in the 100th. So
better sort of fuck off, are you? We need Calderion in the 100th minute.
A game of ups and downs here, Jake. No idea why. See, if Sunderland had double the amount of shots for less of the ball. Yeah,
that would have been the same. Sunderland should have won. I watched this game on my phone, and yeah, Sunderland would have turned by an absolute mile.
On your phone, was it?
And yeah, Sunderland would have been turned by an absolute mile. So I don't really know what to say. I think they should have won. They were unlucky not to win. They had a really, really good chance in stoppage time to win as well. But West Ham hung on, Jordan. And West Ham have escaped relegation. Well, they're in 13th. I doubt they're going to get relegated. But I said about a month ago now that 35 points was the escape zone for teams, and the only teams not over 35 points now are the bottom four. So
it's almost impossible for West Ham to get relegated from here. Almost.
Could you imagine if they did? Like, they're not going to, obviously, but like, imagine
they lose every game and Hull win every game and Swansea win every game. Then, oh no, they can't. Wait, can they?
Yeah, they can. It's like 5 games left still. That's 15 points.
15 points.
And they're only 9 points above relegation.
Oh yeah, shit. I thought they were.
Maths for JJ's football.
Yeah, I thought that was 16 points of relegation. I'm looking at Sunderland. What the fuck am I doing? Stoke City. Yeah. Speaking of teams clear of relegation. And teams not clear of relegation, Hull City. Marko Arnautovic, 6th minute, popped up, as he does against the weaker teams, and scored. Harry Maguire scored in the 51st minute to make it 1-1. Peter Crouch in the 66th minute made it 2-1. Shaqiri in the 80th minute scored a great goal. And it was 3-1, and home and hosed Jake. That's all she wrote. Stoke winning 3-1, irrelevant game. For most reasons, Stoke City not going to do anything this season. Hull City, they are still in a relegation scrap as expected. So, it is what it is.
At the Bet365 Stadium.
The Bet365 Stadium. The most relevant betting company in the world.
That's very big call. Not even the most relevant betting company in Australia.
I don't have anything else to add on this one, Jake.
I'd be lying if I did as well, Jordan. One thing, when was the last time Shaqiri scored a goal from inside the 18-yard box?
12 days ago.
What?
12 days ago.
When?
That would have been the 3-0 loss to United. That was actually 12 days ago, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I've done well there, but literally, like, I don't remember seeing Shaqiri score a goal from inside the 18-yard box. Like, in his time at Stoke City. He either scores free kicks, absolute worldies, or chips Tim Howard from
last time. Sunderland don't score. That was, like, their first goal. I've literally gone back. They haven't scored a goal. Still haven't scored a goal. They scored 4 against Crystal Palace on the 5th of February. It was, like, the last time they scored.
I'm talking about Shaqiri.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at Sunderland.
Stop thinking about Sunderland. I was talking about West Ham being like 9 points clear last time, and you're looking at Sunderland, and now I'm talking about Shaqiri scoring goals from outside the 18-yard box, and you're talking about Sunderland again.
Stoke played 12 days ago. He didn't score. They lost 2-1.
Thank you.
That's all right. Anytime.
Do you still have an answer to my question or not?
What do you say?
When was the last time Shaqiri scored from outside the 18-yard, inside the 18-yard box?
I'd have to go back to when he last scored a goal, to be honest.
On the weekend, where he scored from about 30 yards out.
30 yards is 30 yards, isn't it, Jake? Not quite inside the box.
Not
I don't even know what the question is, to be honest. What are you saying?
The question is...
Yeah, I know the question. He hasn't ever... Shut up. Let's move on, because this game is relevant.
It is. We've spoken about that game for way too long.
Everton 3, Burnley 1. I would 3-1 to hate to be Burnley.
I would 3-1 to hate to be Burnley. You have to make that the caption for this week.
That is a classic line by only me.
Yeah, well, it wasn't by me.
I would 3-1 to hate to be Burnley. As I write that down. Burbly. Yeah, look, Phil Jagielka scored. Phil Jagielka scored in the 49th minute. Put the celebration of the century as well. Sammy Vokes then scored a penalty after a fantastic tackle by Joel Robles for some reason, did it? Ben Mee then scored an own goal, but we'll give it to Ross Barkley, who then fist-pumped the badge, so he's staying. Lukaku then scored in the 74th minute. And that was all she wrote. Michael Keane, defending poorly, but he's still a great player.
I'd still take him the heartbeat.
So a 3-1 win to Everton. For some reason, Robles got an 8.0 rating despite giving away the penalty. He did make a good save late, I'll give him that. But don't think it's worth an 8 rating. Other news in this game, Burnley continue their poor run away from home. So, yeah, 36 points for them. Everton comfortably in 7th. They sit the same points as Arsenal, 3 points below United. 13 points clear of 8. I think Everton's in Europa League, aren't we? Like, pretty much almost odds on to get Europa League. It's almost impossible to us not to get Europa League now. But yeah, GG. Well played.
Well, while I talk on this game, Jordan, you should go have a look at your messages on Twitter. Yeah, it was a good win, but I didn't really rate our chances on losing this game. Though Burnley are a very bad team away from home. And we just went about our business as usual at home as well. I think that's 7 or 8 wins on the trot at Goodison since the turn of the year. So pretty happy with that, and just got to keep on keeping on. We're in Europa League next year now that Leicester have been relegated, knocked out of Champions League. And yeah, very happy.
Yep. Oh my gosh, look at the gif I'm sending you.
Just quietly, Dominic Calvert-Lewin is punching well and truly above his weight.
I thought that gif I sent you was a fake taxi reference, but I don't think it is.
No, it is good.
Oh well, look good in the gifts and section. Well done, Everton 3-1. Man City beat Southampton 3-0. 55th, 77th, and 80th minute. Vincent Kompany, Leroy Sané, Kevin De Bruyne, assisted Sergio Aguero. And the last one. Great win for Man City. Played very well, actually. I watched the highlights of this one, Jake, surprisingly. And Kevin De Bruyne ran the show, as you expect. Vincent Kompany starting again. Formidable defence there, with Jesus Navas playing right back. 75. The fuck is that? good one, Jake. GG.
Thanks.
Apart from Man City just fucking destroys Southampton.
Yeah, they probably should have won by more, in my opinion. They missed some absolute sitters in that game. But I'm sure they won't complain with a 3-0 win. They
probably not.
Keep their ever so slim title hopes alive.
Clashing of straws here.
Yeah, but they're starting to consolidate that spot in Champions League as well. If they win their game in hand on Liverpool, they will overtake them as well into third place. So let's hope that can happen.
Yes. West Bromwich Albion, they host Liverpool. Firmino scored in the 46th minute, which was a minute after the 45th minute in stoppage time, to win the game. Fucking, who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit? I don't love them. Cunt.
West Bromwich Albion will feel hard done by, because they had half the amount of possession and the half amount of shots, so they will feel hard done by. I don't care at Liverpool, but we've got to cover it, don't we? Because we do that.
Yeah, we cover them. Next.
Yeah. Man United. More like Ander Herrera 2, Chelsea 0. Despite Marcus Rashford scoring in the 7th minute. Herrera scored in the 49th minute and totally blanketed Hazard, who actually finished with a rating of 6.5, which was among the best for Chelsea. So I don't know why everyone's going up stuff about Herrera being the best player on the pitch, even though he was. Hazard, on the other hand, made... Yeah.
Ross Barkley's goal on the weekend against Burnley.
Mm-hmm.
How is that given an own goal, but this one from Herrera takes about 4,000 deflections and it's given a goal?
Because I love football, and football's a great sport. United win 2-0, and they put a big stumbling block in the road for Chelsea's title aspirations. Man United, on the other hand, they just look like they're going to cement themselves a top five finish. And why wouldn't you?
Probably. Yeah, why not, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, like, yeah. I just couldn't see why.
Anything you didn't
want to. The only thing I would add on this game is that United won 2-0.
Yes. Middlesbrough 1, Arsenal 2, Alexis Sanchez scoring in the 42nd minute, Alvaro Negredo in the 50th minute, my favourite player in the Premier League, scoring before Mesut Ozil scoring in the 71st, 2-1 to Arsenal. Middlesbrough could be feel a bit hard done by here. Because they had more shots on goal, Jake. That's why.
That's it. Yeah, I watched the first half in this game. They should have been leading at half time.
Turns out they were losing.
Yeah, fell asleep at half time.
Yeah. Boring.
But yeah, Sanchez's goal is very good in all fairness. So.
Yeah, give him benefit of the doubt, huh?
Yeah, well, Sanchez is probably carrying Arsenal into the top half this season.
Yeah, he would be. Jake, just an irrelevant game, apart from the fact that Arsenal got back on the winners list, realistically, and their fans still hate them. Let's talk about the top of the table.
Let's do it.
The table is a table, and that's a table of teams.
Let's go from the bottom to the top.
Let's go from the bottom to the top. Sunderland sit 20th. 21 points, so they have one more point their position.
They've actually lost, get one more point.
They've lost 21 times in the league and they have 21 points for the total. So,
and if they have one more point, they have 22.
Yep, and if they get a loss at that time, they have 22 losses.
It's just incredible the way things work, isn't it, Sean?
I love football. Middlesbrough, 19th, 24 points. So they're 3 points clear of 21 points. Swansea City.
Middlesbrough have lost 16 games and their goal difference is minus 16.
Which goes to show 1-0 losses for the win. Swansea City, they have lost 21 games. They have a goal difference of negative 31 with 28 points.
It's all about the ones.
Yeah. Hull City, they've lost 19 games and they have a goal difference of negative 30.
They've played 33 games and they have a goal difference of negative 33.
1-0 losses, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Bournemouth is 16th. They have a goal difference of negative 20. Not negative 18, sorry. And they've lost 16 times in the league.
It's incredible.
So,
not you relevant. Just can't teach stuff like that, John.
Not relevant at all. Crystal Palace. They're on 35 points in 15th position with a goal difference of negative 8.
Yep.
Burnley, 14th on 36 points. Goal difference to negative 13. No, 14. Negative 14. 14th position with a goal difference of negative 14.
That's
relevant.
Astronomical.
West Ham in 13th position with a goal difference of negative 15. And they've no yes. So Leicester City in 12th on 37 points. Got into negative 12. Oh my gosh.
Leicester City and West Ham have won 10 games each and drawn 7 games each.
West Ham have lost one extra game though. Figure it out. Leicester with in 12th position. They have a goal difference of negative 12, Jake, so this is just astronomical stuff. Stoke City in 11th with a goal difference of negative 11.
This is just on another level.
It's crazy. Watford, 10th with a goal difference of negative 15. Mm-hmm. Can't teach it. Southampton in 9th, 40 points with a goal difference of negative 3.
Southampton are in 9th and they've won 11 games. Southampton didn't win 11 games.
West Brom, they sit 8th with 44 points with a goal difference of negative 3. 33 games with a goal difference of negative 3.
Yeah.
44 points.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Everton, 7th with a goal difference of plus 23. That was a big jump there. Every team's had a negative goal difference, and Everton's like fucking plus 23.
And it just keeps rising from there.
57 points. There, Arsenal also on 57 points in 6th with a goal difference of plus 23, Jake. Just abnormal.
It didn't rise in, did it? It just fucking went straight.
United, 5th with 60 points with a goal difference of, you name it, plus 24. Man City in 4th. 64 points with a goal difference of, you know the answer, plus 28.
United are in 5th place and they've lost 3 games all season.
And they've only scored 48 goals. Liverpool, 3rd place, goal difference of plus 29. 66 points, 33 games, averaging 2 points a game.
It's cute, isn't it?
Tottenham, 32 games played, 71 points, plus 46 goal difference.
That's a fair amount of goals, Sean.
Chelsea top of the table, 75 points, with a plus 38.
Why did you struggle to say 38 then?
Because I'm trying to figure out. I haven't got actual plus or minus goal difference. They've got how many goals scored and how many goals conceded. I'm just figuring out the difference.
Oh, you've done well because you've got every single one right. Everton, Romelu Lukaku has scored more goals than Middlesbrough.
Yep, conceded more goals than Manchester United. They have conceded.
What are you saying right now?
Lukaku has scored the other 2 goals that United have conceded all season.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Something.
I like milk.
Yep. Player stats. This is one of the big ones in our top pick.
Romelu Lukaku
leads all comers in the Golden Boot. 24 goals. Harry Kane at 20. Alexis Sanchez, 19. Aguero, Ibrahimovic. And Ibrahimovic. I thought that was an L.
Ibrahimovic.
Ibrahimovic and Costa. That was 17 goals. So, big players with the boys. Assist-wise, Kevin De Bruyne has 13 assists. Eriksen has 12. Gilf has 11. 9 still a lot of players, 8 still a lot of players, 7 a lot of players, Kevin Morales sits equal 15th. No, equal 12th in the assist master. Lukaku sits equal 12th on assists. What? I didn't realise he didn't set up goals. Scores them.
He likes to test his inner Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
Everyone's cracking on about Alexis Sanchez this season because he can do everything, apparently. Lukaku's been involved in more goals than Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah, Lukaku's been the player of the season, I think. But it's probably biased a little bit, but I reckon he's been fucking astronomical.
Well, Kevin De Bruyne is leading the assists with 13 assists, 4 goals. So he has 17 involvements. Lukaku has 30 involvements, 24 goals, 6 assists.
Yeah, he's done well.
Like, everyone's like, oh, Sanchez, 19 goals, 9 assists, what a player. 24 goals, 6 assists.
Get fucked, mate. Look
get fucking fucked. Harry Kane, on the other hand, has 25 involvements, 20 goals and 5 assists. Not good enough, Harry.
Fucking hell, Harry.
Aguero hasn't even assisted a goal. Fucking hog. Dele Alli, everyone's like, oh, Dele Alli, best player. 16 goals, 5 assists. Get fucked. That's what happens at Everton. You play better.
Everybody Ross, come to
Ross Everton. Barkley, 4 goals, 8 assists. Better than Dele Alli.
Yeah, well.
Arguably. I don't know, go in depth. Jake, do you have any discussion points you want to talk about? Because otherwise we're just going to have to go with the preview, and then I can take a piss.
Discussion points, Jordan.
Discuss me.
Nah, we'll just go. Oh, we have to cover a bit of...
Champions League and Europa League.
And we have to preview the FA Cup semi-finals.
Jake, let's quickly just go on Champions League football. And realistically, let's just talk about football.
I like Champions that. League.
The only English team left was Leicester City, and Jake, they've been knocked out.
Mm-hmm, good.
We'll move on to Europa League. Atletico Madrid winning 2-1 on aggregate. It wasn't easy for Atletico Madrid. But Leicester were not bad. They drew the home leg and had a few opportunities to get the equaliser, but it was never going to work because they copped an away goal. So they would have had to score 2 more. I like it. Probably other notable exits. Juventus. They knocked out Barcelona. Monaco knocked out Dortmund. So that's an interesting one. And Madrid broke the internet and knocked out Bayern Munich because that was fucking scripted, mate. So
literally.
It is what it is, and that's how we roll. Jake, Europa
Chicken
League.
Sandwich.
Europa League. This is a big one. For no other reason. United, they progress past Anderlecht 3-2 on aggregate. Both teams had away goals, so it was cancel each other out, and United win 3-2. Not that it would have mattered anyway, but other You're notable results, Schalke progressed past Ajax. No, they don't. Yes, they Ajax actually progress. 4-3, Jack. Don't know what you're talking about. That's great effort. Ajax are a great team.
Pasquale's going to play in the semi-final.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice if the world was Cadbury?
Would be all right, yeah. Genk, you're not right,
mate. Genk were knocked out by Celta Vigo 4-3. So, unlucky to Matt Ryan, who doesn't progress. Leon. They progress past Besiktas on penalties. So, I'm surprised.
With what?
None of it. Premier League football, Jake. Are we back on that? Because that was all we're going to cover of Champions League and Europa League. FA Cup. FA Cup, Jake. This one's a big game because it is the FA Cup semi-final?
Yeah.
Who's playing semi-finals? Chelsea v Tottenham. Fuck, that'd be big if that was a league game, dickheads. They're right. The last game, Chelsea beat United 1-0. Tottenham beat Millwall 6-0 to progress to this stage. And in my opinion, this game being at Wembley, I think Tottenham going to win.
Yeah, we're going to go Tottenham as well, Jordan.
I'm
glad that you got there eventually.
Arsenal versus Man City. Arsenal upsetting Lincoln City 5-0 in the last round. Man City beating Middlesbrough 2-0. I think this one's going to be Arsenal. I just got a feeling that they're going to be up for the cup. Magic of the cup. You know, the small teams, you know, going places.
I would love to see a North London derby in the final. So I'll be backing Arsenal all the way this one.
Would be a London derby if Chelsea won anyway. So assuming Arsenal win. yeah, look, FA Cup's in a
still be a London derby if Man City won it because all their fans are from London. Football banter.
Football league banter.
It'd be a Russian derby, probably.
Jake, because we're a Premier League podcast, let's just congratulate Brighton Hove Albion for getting promoted to our podcast next year.
I'm sure they're privileged.
We'll be talking about everything Brighton Hove Albion next season in the EPL, Everything EPL podcast. We'll be back bigger and better.
Just quite, I am happy there in the Premier League though, because having another derby in the Premier League's never.
Where are they from?
Never about, I think. From Brighton.
Albion?
Yeah, so their derby against Crystal Palace used to go off in the Championship, so to have that in the Premier League is very good.
Wouldn't they have a derby with West Bromwich Albion?
Jordan, you make me want to cut myself.
Brighton Hove Albion, West Bromwich Albion, that's a surely a derby.
Well, at least next season you can say the Battle of the Albions.
What the fuck is an Albion?
Oh, it's probably a bird or something.
I'm just going to Google Albion. Albion, Victoria. Not quite what I was after.
What is an Albion?
Albion's a computer game. Albion skincare.
A literary term for Brighton or England. For Britain or England. Often used referring to ancient or historical times.
It's the oldest known name of the island of Great Britain.
The ancient religious site of Albion. Yeah.
Albion property market. House prices and suburb profile. Albion primary school. Whoop. Jake, I thought it was a bird, to be honest.
Adam Johnson.
Albion Johnson. Albion Johnson's a person on Facebook. Shout out to Albion Johnson, you ledge.
We're no sleep weapon.
First World War and Barkshire Rolls. Frederick Albion Johnson. Whoa! Rank private. Huh? I want to know what rank you are. Rank 3. Prestige 10.
Why are we doing this in a Premier League podcast?
Imagine Prestige 10 level 70. Did you hack to get to that rank? Nah, bro, I was legit.
Shut up.
Modern Warfare 2 banter with Frederick Albion Johnson of the First World War. I'm having a gay old time, and by gay I mean absolutely homosexual time. Jake, bit of conflicting scheduling this week with midweek fixtures. Not sure what's going on there, but do we cover those ones now? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. West Ham United, Jake, Everton City, they play.
Everton City.
They play on Saturday and Sunday, 12 a.m.
Yeah.
Jake, it's an away game for Everton, a game they must travel to. You want to see you at the W. West Ham have won only one of their last 17 games against Everton, losing 11 of those. Everton haven't lost away to West Ham since April 2007.
Fuck are you talking about?
2007. Jake, what's your result?
You fucking concern me so much sometimes. I got a draw on this one. I think we're the better team. We should be winning it. But I just think West Ham are starting to build a bit of a fortress at the Olympic Stadium.
Swansea
They're
City.
Unbeaten in the last game there. So, you know.
Unbeaten in the last game.
What?
Swansea City. Stoke City. The Battle of the Cities, Jake.
The Battle of the Albions.
The Battle of the Albions. Stoke City versus Swansea City. The Battle of the Albions. Swansea have won.
Oh my god.
Just won. The last 7 games against Stoke, losing 3 and drawing 3. Jack, go for a Swansea victory here.
Swansea Melbourne victory. I'm going to go for a Swansea win too. I really fucking hope they do. So hopefully Gylfi Sigurdsson can score them 19 goals and they can win 19-17.
You're also going to shit them up the wall
what?
If Hull City win against Watford as well. Hull have lost their last two Leeds games against Watford, but they haven't lost three in a row since 1989. So
big, that's like a long talk.
Watford will probably not win this one, but I'm going to go for a draw, Jack. I think it's going to be a draw.
I think Watford are going to win, Jordan. Yeah. Watford are going to continue their march into the top 10.
Bournemouth hosting Middlesbrough. The Cherries have never lost a home league match to Middlesbrough, keeping three clean sheets in the process of six games. I'm actually going to go for a draw here, Jake, and for the reason being, I think they're both going to score the same amount of goals or no goals.
Yeah, I'll go on a draw, but I'm going to say it's going to be a nil-all draw. I think Middlesbrough are a very, very good team defensively, but they offer fuck all up front.
Oh, Alvaro Negredo, though. Burnley, at home to Manchester United, are going to win because they've got the best home record in the league behind Tottenham.
I actually think Burnley are going to win this.
The interesting thing in this fixture, Jake, is the last time they played was a nil-nil draw. And I think everyone remembers that game because literally Tom Heaton played the game of his dick.
Game of his dick.
Jack, I'm going for a Burnley win.
Going for a Burnley win too.
Liverpool, speaking of wins, will lose to Crystal Palace. Liverpool have won their last two Premier League games against Palace after going four without a victory. They're still just going to lose because I think Crystal Palace is going to hold them to a draw here, Jack.
I think Liverpool are going to win, Jordan.
Chelsea versus Southampton. Chelsea are going to win.
They're not playing. Wait, what? They are too.
Yeah. Wednesday.
Chelsea will win.
Yeah. Middlesbrough again. They versus Sunderland in this one at home. Sunderland are going to lose this shit, man. This is round 28. Fuck. Got to catch up. That's it. Middlesbrough going to win. Draw. Nice. Arsenal versus Leicester. Catch up round. I think Arsenal are going to win this one.
Yeah, I think the Gunners will get the chocolates.
Two more games to go via Jake. Crystal Palace versus Tottenham, the first one. Crystal Dicks. They are...
Crystal Cocks.
Crystal Pleasure.
Crystal Pubes.
Crystal Penis. Crystal Palacios. Play for Tottenham once upon a time. Christian Palacios, that was. Or was it? I can't remember. Tottenham are going to win, Jake, just because they're so good.
Yeah, Tottenham will win.
Man Shitty versus Manchester United. Manchester Derby, shit.
Don't fucking log it up.
I think City's going to win this, Jake.
Why did you say that to me like that?
Because I'm
don't
right.
Think it's going to be a draw, John.
Yeah, actually, it would be a bad result. Big game. Nil-nil draw?
2-2. Let's hope not.
what is that photo? that's all she wrote today, because she writes our musics.
That's all she wrote today because she writes music.
I'm going to get a haircut, take a shower, take a piss, get some lunch and go play golf all in the space of 3 hours.
I'm going to go deliver some papers.
Fuck yeah, we live the life. We'll be back Tuesday maybe for the A-League finals review and preview, because we always do that. We'll have a look at two more teams in that league. And two other more games to look at. Until that time, though, Jake, in the distant future.
Have a nice. I'm on top of the world, hey.